Coach, just a tough loss, but a good effort. And it was back and forth throughout the game, and that end of the third quarter ended up being the difference.
Yeah, it was. You know, Jackson gets in foul trouble, and midway through, well, 5 minutes left, I think, in the third quarter, he gets his third foul. So he had to get a little bit, you know, cautious playing defense, and because of that, you know, they attacked him, and they were able to get some easy buckets, but, you know, they made that last run on us that we couldn't really come back from. You know, I thought they did a good job of mixing and matching their zones, 2-3, 3-2, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we made the decision in halftime to go, you know, run our five-out stuff with a lot of cutters. And we got really good looks in the third quarter. And throughout the fourth quarter, I think when everything got a little bit tighter, we kind of stopped moving. And the shots were a little bit more difficult. But, you know, they grinded out there. They battled. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought they had to just because of the way the game was being called. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of things out there that were a little bit questionable. Especially on box outs and rebounds and body and things like that. But, you know, I thought our guys, stayed composed for the most part. But, you know, that's frustrating when you're out there and you don't know what's going to be called.
It felt like the game really turned on Jackson's fourth foul.
Yeah, you know, he comes out and, you know, the big one, they miss the three and get the wide open putback because we think the quarter's over, I guess. And they're able to get that bucket right there and stretch the lead. So that was a frustrating moment for us just because we stopped and we didn't play until the horn sounded and gave up an easy bucket. But, yeah, you know, it's hard for Jackson to do what he does effectively when he's in foul trouble. So, you know, he's a big part of our offense, obviously. And a lot of teams try to get him in foul trouble. And we've only had to, you know, really sit him in the Colby game in this one. And so, you know, we've been pretty fortunate, and he's a smart enough kid to understand how to play with those fouls, but just can't be the same, you know, the same aggressive kid that we're used to.
You could tell the difference tonight was Noel underneath there with his 20 points. He didn't score against Scott City the first time around, but it's tough to keep him off the post.
Yeah, you know, especially if you don't do your job and keep the ball in front of you and Jackson has to step over to help. But, yeah, you know, he had a really good game, you know, some offensive putbacks and some easy looks. He's a big difference maker. You know, anytime you go from 0 to 20, that's a huge difference. And they were able to capitalize down there. But at the same time, you know, I didn't think we could get into a flow of the game. And it had nothing to do with them switching their defense. It just had to do with the way that everything was going in the game. And our guys are, you know, we're very fortunate to have our guys, because I think every time we've won or lost, I think we've got better the next day at practice. And I know these guys are going to be eager to get back in there and get after it. And at this point in time of the season, you know, with it being a long season, I mean, what else more can you ask for guys that are still ready to go in February, you know? And we're going to need to, because the schedule gets tougher and tougher. I'm very excited about where we're at. You know, tonight was an unfortunate loss. A lot of things that we could have done better. But in the end, you know, they made a couple more shots than we did. And we just couldn't get something to go. So, you know, we learn from it and move on.
And it's just one of those tough deals, too. You guys, for whatever reason, couldn't get to the foul line much tonight.
Right, I know. It was a foreign place to us today, which is strange because we've been shooting 16 and above, it seems like, every other game. And so that's a bit strange, I guess. But that's the way the basketball is. You know, humans are, you know, they're human beings, refs are. And whatever. I don't know.
I mean, it's not definitely on the officials. It's just kind of the way it was called here tonight,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's... It's tough to get into a flow when you don't know. And that was kind of us. But we did. I mean, we got in a nice little rhythm there in the third quarter.
Yes.
And got going. They just made a couple more shots, and then we had a foul. So, you know, it is what it is. But that's basketball, and you just got to get better from it.
Yep. You got two big games coming up here to wrap up the season. And you probably have to like that you have a little time off in between at least one of them. It's been a grind here. You get Colby on Tuesday night.
Yeah. You know, Colby is very, very talented, especially with Hunter running the show for him. You know, he's such a great ball handler that he allows all of his men, you know, to get set up in their offense, and they run it effectively. So, got to try to get him, you know, uncomfortable as much as we can and make other guys do things to beat us. So we want to definitely, you know, last home game, you know, barring, you know, sub-state, well, you know, we'll see. But senior night for our guys, and, you know, I know they'll be excited for the opportunity to compete against them.
All right. Well, a tough loss, but you guys did some good things at times here tonight. It was a rough one on the scoreboard here. Coach, thanks again for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.